The Murder Book. To file cases in Mexico, the unit, whose members are bilingual, compiles a written record of the case in Spanish. Affidavits, witness statements, photographs, and descriptions of evidence are put into a report they call a murder book. This consolidation and translation is often the longest part of the procedure, usually lasting several weeks. The Lisa Ann Rosales case filled 4 thick files. The district attorney's office must then formally relinquish jurisdiction of a case, an action that is not taken lightly. Prosecutors acknowledge that because of the U.S. Constitution's protection against double jeopardy, if they seek trial of a case in Mexico and do not get a guilty verdict, any attempt to refile the charges in the United States would be quickly challenged. Norman Shapiro, a deputy district attorney who handles the foreign cases, said the decision depends mainly on the prospects for prosecution in the United States and a certainty that the suspect will not return from Mexico. We have been satisfied. We have to have solid information that the suspect is down there, Shapiro said. When we have that, we've been quite willing to let Mexico prosecute. We've been satisfied with the results. Of the 26 Los Angeles cases that have made it through the Mexican justice system, according to the Foreign Prosecution Unit, all have resulted in convictions. And although Mexico does not have the death penalty, officers familiar with U.S. cases tried there said prison sentences seem to be slightly longer, because of differences in laws, making exact comparisons is impossible. Before the case travels to Mexico, the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles must certify the authenticity of the investigative documents. In practice, this usually means confirming that a crime was committed and that the investigating officers are legitimate. Then, once officers have determined, through informants and other detective work, where a suspect is in Mexico, the unit moves. Checked weapons at border. This year, the detectives have checked their weapons at the border and crossed into Mexico an average of twice a month. Occasionally, they travel with Mexican police to observe the arrests, but most often they wait at police stations or hotels until a suspect is in custody or local police determine that he or she cannot be found. Moya said the officers go to Mexico to streamline the filing process, strengthen relations with authorities there, and be available to offer additional case details or even question suspects themselves. The officers make no secret of the value of the social side of the visits. Diplomacy and image are important, Moya said. You make concessions, courtesies to their protocol. You pay your respects. We don't want to meddle in the internal workings of the law enforcement of another country. We work within their customs.